This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Number one, I had such modest goals this morning. I had to drive my mom someplace that's like a standing thing she has every Monday. And then I took the dog to the park. Seems simple enough, right? But this is the time of year around here when the frogs come out from hibernation and they literally come up out of the mud and dirt. I mean, you don't see them do it. I would imagine that would be very creepy, but suddenly you have frogs and snakes. And I kept hearing this croaking, so I went over there to look at it, and I see this cute little green frog. But then it came toward me, and it was slithering. I was not out there trying to make amphibious friends, so I left. Number two, loss of identity. Which has kind of surprised me. I've always identified myself as an athlete, but I'm getting old now, so am I still an athlete? I was an attorney for a long time. I'm no longer an attorney. I've thought of myself as an actor for years. I haven't been acting. I have always thought that I was pretty smart, but now I think my brain is atrophying because I live in Lansing. I thought, you know, eventually I'd come back, and by the time I came back, I could live anywhere and still do whatever I do. Well, no. My father's health declined really rapidly. And here I am, taking care of them 24/7, and it is 24/7. And this surprised me, but I have to admit it. I want to be pretty. I'm getting old now, so I don't know if I'm carrying that well. Am I pretty, or am I that old bitch that's trying too hard? Number three, my nephew Elliot not thriving. Number four, being carjacked again. That night, I thought the person who had pulled up behind me was my neighbor, and so I really wasn't paying attention. And before I'd even closed my door, the kid was on me with the gun. And he was telling me, give up the keys, give up the keys. Well, in any big city, you keep your house key and your car key separate. They can have the car, but you don't want to be outdoors. And he was reaching for the shiny, jingly keys, my house keys. And I'm saying, those aren't my car keys. Those aren't my, and he was like not hearing me. And I thought, oh my God, he's going to shoot me because this isn't going well. And I finally said to him, I'm not gonna get shot because you don't know what the fuck you doing. This in my right hand is my car key, and I'm gonna give that to you right now. And I stuck the car key toward, I held it into his face. And he took it. And then I turned to walk away. And he, thank God, did not shoot me in the back. Number five is financial instability. I don't have a retirement plan. I don't have a 401k. Nothing. I am broke as a broke dick dog, as they say. Six, sickness. Number seven, giving in to despair. Number eight, dying alone. I don't have any kids. Number nine, my parents' mortality. It could come any day. And I hadn't even thought about that when I first got home. And it's not something that I thought about actually until very recently. Not only am I not ready emotionally for it, because as much as they get on my nerves, which is every single day, I cannot imagine living in a world without them. I will have no purpose other than Elliot if they were to die suddenly. Number 10. When I left here, I didn't have a plan of coming back. But things happen, life happens. And I have never been unhappy for this long a period of time. It is persistent. I wake up happy. And then I realize, oh shit, I'm in Lansing. I'm Jill Chenault, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Jill Chenault takes care of her parents in Lansing, Michigan, with her dog, Sam. The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Odelia Rubin, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, and Paula Schumann. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? That the 5-second rule is actually the 10-second rule, and I've been wasting food this whole time. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.
You know, I've always liked being outside. My mom said that was the second word that I said in life. First I said daddy, and then I said outside.